We are going to go into the circle of 12, and my intention for all of us, and it's the same for me, is to have new levels of awareness and to deepen the connection that I already feel. I want to have that deeper and enhanced. So is everyone okay with that kind of an intention as we go to the circle of 12? So with that, I invite you to close your beautiful, precious eyes. And in closing our eyes, it's a signal that we are now looking within. We are no longer looking outside. Because all the questions, all the wonderings, all the things we want answers for can be found within. And as we close our eyes and look within, we are giving the intention that we wish to come closer to the core essence that we hold within ourselves. We give intention that we increase our levels of awareness. We give intention to enhance our connection with the Creator. We give an intention of increasing the capacity of our heart to receive love. We give intention that as our heart increases and expands in receiving love, that we transmit it to everyone we meet. We give the intention to hold that frequency, that vibration within our being. So that as we move forward in our lives, from this point on, we are always at this frequency and vibration, which gives us a new starting point to go even further, to connect even deeper. And we recognize that no one is our enemy, no one is our friend, everyone is here as teachers to teach us more about love. And as we learn more about love, truly, what is love? What does love mean to you? And whatever that interpretation, I'm sure the Creator has a love for us 10,000-fold of what we can truly understand. And so we ask to connect, to come closer, to be the living embodiment of our true nature. And with that, dearest Kryon, we are ready.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon. Come a little closer. This is an invitation to do something that we have been doing now for over a year. It's something that is radically new. You have all perhaps participated, or most of you, in that which would be a guided meditation or prayer, where you're asked perhaps to envision yourself somewhere, doing something. But this is one that takes you to a place, if you want to call it that. It takes you to an energy that there are many who say you cannot go there. And that particular energy that you go to is something now which is allowed. And I mean allowed because the veil is thin enough. And that is your doing, dear ones. There have been no rules set that says you cannot or cannot or can do something. This is your decision. This is the balance of dark and light on the planet. That balance on the planet, which we will call the ratio of dark and light, is you. What you have allowed in the past and now. There have been those who would say, well, it has never changed, and human nature is human nature, and it will always be the same. Over time, and perhaps over lifetimes, things change, and you don't acknowledge them because you don't remember them. You don't remember being there. All you have is the short lifetime you have. And that's not long enough to see some of the remarkable changes in what you might think is appropriate or not appropriate. We've talked about some of the remarkable changes that have occurred just in the last few years. But look at what's happened in the last few hundred years. There was a time when your ancestors, even the countries perhaps that founded the USA, would gather in the courtyard and bring their families and their picnic lunches in order to watch a beheading. And that was entertainment. It's come a long way. Your compassion and your integrity of what is appropriate and not appropriate and what you should see and what the children should see has changed greatly. And this is your evolution. And you've had one, and it's been grand. And it continues even now. You're starting to ask yourself questions. And those questions are the right ones, dear one. I'll say this now to all of you. Let the seeds be planted in these 4 days so that you can further examine truth. Did you miss something? Is there something you should reconsider? Is there something that now will take on a different perspective because you cannot unknow what you've seen in these 4 days? And that's on purpose. It is nothing that you are asked to join, if you've noticed. It's an awareness level of humanity itself. It's personal at the same time that it's collective. What you're going to be asked to participate in is something that is not linear. And that is difficult for so many. The linearity of your life is what you count on. Things being in the certain place, working a certain way. And as we've discussed before, all of you are multidimensional, living in four of many. I'll say that again in different words so you know what I mean. If there were all manner of colors around you, but somehow you have lived in a black and white life, that is a sample of what I'm saying. Your four dimensions are just a piece of the reality that really is around you. And as you start to awaken to more of what is around you, the world starts to develop in color. And you start seeing what you could not see before. That is the sample, the metaphor, for what we're presenting today. There is a new ability that you have allowed because there is more light now for you. And that's the ability for you to peek into that which is your own sacredness. And we're doing that in an exercise of reality. Is it possible for you to cross a bridge that takes you to a multidimensional space and understand it, to feel that it's real for you and not fake and not fantasy, because it is real? And if you wish to participate in this reality, we ask you to consider that it's real. How many of you are aware that in your mind you can go somewhere? And that somewhere that you could go in your mind can even take over from where you sit or where you lay. And you can participate in a fantasy world almost completely with dialogue with people and things. And it's not even a dream. And if any of you have had this situation, you know what multidimensionality is. For there you are, sitting in the chair and at the same time participating in something very real, which you have created. And that's what this is. You don't leave here. You expand your consciousness and find yourself within you. And the metaphor for doing this is to cross a bridge. And that bridge is the cross between the known and the unknown. Difficult it is for any human being to go where they never have gone before and feel total comfort. That total comfort only comes with knowing. And so that's why we do what we do, and we call this a safe place. This is you going across a bridge to visit the bigger part of you. No harm is there. There is nothing there that can harm you or jump out at you or in any way influence you, because it's you. What we're going to ask you to do is an elementary, brief journey into your own soul. Journeying into your own soul is not anything you've ever been taught. It's not something that has been in a list of some things that would enhance you. It's new. And in this, there is criticism that perhaps it's not appropriate. Oh, it's appropriate. Because the energy of today is begging for you to know more about your own magnificence. The more you know about who you might be, old soul, new soul, will start to plant a seed in you and question what you're doing, what you might be able to do. But the main reason for all of this is so that you understand the system of love that put you here, that you're part of, and that you continue to be part of. None of you came to be a victim on this planet. And now you know that, and you know that perhaps that's how it's felt. You also have the tools of mastery to go beyond it. And for the rest of your life, understand you're in control of what happens to you. You truly are. That is the system. There are those who say, well, I don't believe that. Things happen. Chance happens. Accidents happen. How would you like to have an intuition of the accident and go around it? That's you creating your own reality. That's the field in work, in a way that most don't understand. It's you projecting yourself in a way that truly you light your own path and the potholes are not in your path. There's a bridge that you're going to cross if you choose to come with me. And the bridge is a symbol only. And in your mind, it can be as large or as small as you wish, or as long or short. But at the middle of the bridge, there is a mist that you have to walk through. Some even have seen a gate you have to open. But it's all symbology for your pure intent to do this, to go from something that is comfortable in the chair and say, I wish to expand my reality today. I wish to go across a metaphoric bridge through the mist and into my own soul for a little adventure. And that adventure will be different every time I go there, and it will be a teaching adventure a loving adventure, or perhaps a healing adventure. And it's always good. But it shows me a little more about myself. The bridge looms before all of you in whatever form you see it. It's there, the mist is there, and you can see that if you choose. To some, it's frightening because you cannot see beyond the mist. And you're comfortable in your chair, so why should you go there? It's the same reason that you would go anywhere to enjoy something that has been unattainable before, that's meaningful, lovely, and safe. So right now, I'm going to ask you to take my hand and come with me. Together we cross this bridge and we go through the mist. And so many will say, is this real or is simply a guided meditation? And I invite you to see the reality of this. Multidimensionality is as real as the chair you sit upon. And eventually you'll understand the things that perhaps are unseen are as real as the things you can see and touch and work with. Ask any physicist about reality, and they will pause and ask you, are you ready for the real story? There's so much more than what you see. And there is. And in this spiritual realm, you'll also find the physics of this reality. Nothing works in this across the bridge as it does where you sit. Nothing. And a peek into your soul is a peek into the mechanism, perhaps, the systems of your magnificence, of your time on the planet, or even perhaps before that. Your soul, dear ones, is eternal. It was created, if you want to say created, at the same time God was created, if you want to say created. You see, for you, dear ones, everything was created. Everything in your linearity has to have a beginning and an end. No matter what you think about, it has a beginning and an end. But God does not. God always was and always will be. In a circle, God is. And so are you. Because the souls of all on this planet and everywhere in the universe are part of the creative source, not created separately, but part. That means you always were and always will be. This explains the incredible love that you feel for the masters who walked before on this planet, who told you what you could do and showed you what you could do, who were here for that reason, totally for that reason, to plant seeds that you were grander and more magnificent than you were ever told. And here you are today with some of those tools, starting to learn those tools. And you cross the mist with me and you see whatever you choose to see next. This is not a test, dear ones. This is you relaxing and being quiet and being open to what might happen next. You are inside your own divinity. If such a thing is possible, you are experiencing your own sacredness, something you were never told you had, to a degree you never were told you had. It goes way beyond walking around on the planet. Even walking around happy on the planet, this goes beyond that. You start to see your own eternalness at some way, and you start to be comfortable, very comfortable, maybe even smile a little at what is there. Wow. Wow. If you started looking around, you'd start to see that in your own reality, there are many doors. The doors aren't doors at all. They just say they're openings to things you can know and learn. All things right now often are metaphoric to your linearity, so you'll understand them. This is what Spirit does, to paint a simple picture of complex things so that you won't be afraid, and so you'll understand more about what you're seeing and knowing. And eventually, what you see and know will simply be presented as energy. You're invited right now to listen and hear, if you wish, the things that you're never allowed to hear. Dear ones, when you're on this side of the veil, there is a continuing song that is always playing. We sing your name in light when you're not here. When you're not here in 3D, and in this place, in this soul that you are in, your own magnificent place, you're allowed some things that you only hear when you're not here. And that hearing is you listening to the sacredness of yourself and the celebration that we have for you. Everything here is a celebration of you. And when you are not here on this planet, dear ones, between incarnations, dear ones, there's only joy because you are with God. When you are not on this planet living here and you are on the other side between incarnations, there's only beauty. No strife. And that's where you are right now. Can you imagine? Dropping all of the fears and all of the things that bother you and then pester you and are in your brain so often that may have happened on this planet or worries that you have. They're gone. You crossed the bridge and you gave intent. They're gone. And here you are. Pure. Beautiful. And you don't look the way you look now. I'm going to take you through a door, a portal. The door has a name on it that you cannot read. It's your name in light. It only identifies the door, not you necessarily, because all things are yours here. All things. Now, this is a metaphor for you entering into a teaching session. More than a teaching session, it's a revelation. And you go into that door and there is a theater in the round before you. A theater in the round is common. The structure, the way it is presented is common. There's an audience that is around it, but you have to go down into the audience and onto the round stage, for the stage is low and the audience is above it. And something is going to happen. Every single time we do this, there's a teaching. And in the audience, there's, let's say, surprises. So we invite you alone and collectively to go down into the audience where you cannot see any of those who are there and on to the stage. And you will see a chair, one chair. So interesting, those who are linear say, well, in the theater in the round, when I sit in the chair, I'm only facing one part of the audience. And I'll tell you, you're facing all of the audience. Remember, this is multidimensional. The chair faces all directions at once. Can you go there with me? That's just one of the metaphors that you have to assimilate that's different from 3D. When you sit in the chair, you face all directions, and you sit in the chair. The chair itself and you sitting are metaphors. It means that you are comfortable and you're about to receive. Like you would sit in a chair and watch something entertaining, perhaps, instead of standing and expecting then to deliver something. You sit in the chair. What happens next, I will tell you about. And I'll try to describe it to you. There starts to be applause. And as the lights start to come up in the audience, you see that there are several hundred, perhaps more, individuals in the chairs. Now I'm going to reveal something. This particular circle of 12, given live this day, in this place, is an expose of only the ones who are in this room. And there are those who can listen in, but they're listening to those experiencing who are in this room. This is for you. It's different. It's different because this one is presented here in person for you to hear and experience and understand and know. And here you are, within your soul, on a stage, metaphorically, and there's applause starting to occur. And it builds, and you realize that all of the audience somehow knows who you are. And they're applauding you, they're celebrating you. And it's not a mild applause. It's almost like a finale applause. It's wild. You're a celebrity in their minds, in their hearts, whoever they are. And the applause continues until you're finally seated. It started when you entered and continued until you sat in the chair. How do you feel about that? You don't even know who they are, and they're applauding. Now, this is just the beginning of something I want you to really, truly feel and understand. Who are these in the audience? As the applause dies down, the lights come up, and you start to see, and you start to recognize at some level who they are. And it starts to take your breath away, because this is something you did not expect, ever, ever. Every single one of them is you in a past life. Male, female, children. How could there be children? That will tell you that these were children who died early. You, who came and went early in this life in order to give your parents, perhaps, a lesson. And you were part of that, and you agreed to it, and you selected it before you got here. Each one of them is looking at you. And collectively, there is a consciousness and a message that they're giving to you. And that is this. You went through all of these lifetimes in very old energies, dear ones. Very old energies. Some of you died early. Some of you just went till your 40s. And that was about it back then. There's a whole lot of young people in this audience, and you start to realize what you went through. You start to recognize one by one your own lifetimes, and the message comes in. And the message is profound. The reason you're celebrated and the reason there's applause is because you made it. You went into a time in this lifetime where it could have been a world war, and you went anyway. This could have been the end. You could have died horribly in a nuclear holocaust, and you didn't. Instead, you came in knowing full well that it could go either way. And now you're sitting in a new age, truly. An age where ascension is a possibility for the planet's consciousness, where it starts to raise itself and realize things it never realized before, where there will be no more war. Well, there will be some compassion and love, and that will then graduate into higher realms over the next lifetimes. But it started here. And all of your lifetimes on this planet were a culmination and a target right now to you here in the chair. And I'll tell you that all of those lifetimes of you are grinning from ear to ear. You made it. We made it, they say. It was worth it, they say. And the next thing that happens will keep you there for months, if you wish. One by one, they start to come on stage, and you recognize and you discuss what happened and what was there, and you remember and you remember and you remember, and there are tears remembering yourself and what you went through and the joys and the children you had. And then they'll go and sit down, and another one will come, and another one will come, and another one will come. How many lifetimes do you think you've had? hundreds. Old soul. The ones in this room who did not participate in that many will still have some. They do. It doesn't diminish. And the number you had is not important. What's important is that you recognize your magnificence right now of being here, of the lineage that you have on the planet. You deserve this. This is yours. This is your time. And you're on that stage with all of this esoteric energy of you and your past lives, enjoying it, realizing it, and sharing it. And realizing this is you with you. There are no angels or no guides right now, dear ones. It's just you with you, sitting in the most special, sacred place you could ever sit, in the middle of your soul, where all things are possible. I want you to hold this thought, because these are the kinds of things that we are doing now and giving you. And in the process, perhaps, you'll understand your importance. And in the process, you might even start to understand that you can heal yourself of anything that's inappropriate, including fear, judgment, forgiveness. All of those things slough away right now when you think about your past and what you've gone through. But how magnificent you are today and what you can do from now on that is so different from anything you've done up to this point. Dear ones, we invite you to stay. Even though this meeting will terminate, there's a piece of you outside of time that can stay in this specific place, if you want to call it that, for as long as you want, or return there in your dreams as much as you want, and feel the appreciation that God feels for you to have gone this far and done these things, and come out with the light. There is light on this planet happening, dear ones. We've told you. It will show itself. You'll see. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. Stay. And so it is.